This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. I believe it to be Sanity right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me this evening. No, I really do. I like when you're around. I like when you hop up in the chat room, right? You find it up at, come on, everybody together, therealside.com. It ain't that hard. I'm definitely a creature of habit if you haven't figured it out by now. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. If you hop up there on the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation in the live chat room. You can even read some of the articles we've recently released up there on the website. Boy, there's a lot happening today. I mean, there was a lot happening today. The Supreme Court put a smackdown on the president, but that's not really true. We on the right would love to say that. Yeah, they voted in our... No, actually, they didn't vote in our favor. See, the tie by the Supreme Court, which is all it was a tie, which always eludes the crud out of me. The Constitution is the Constitution. How do nine people, or in this case, eight people, how do they look at this thing and come up with four different opinions, in essence? Not quite two different, you know, four on each side. Right? How do they justify that the president of these United States has a right just to write laws by edict? That basically what they were saying, or would have said. Now, thank God that the federal courts in Texas and some other places have said, hey, look, you can't do this, Mr. President. You can't just write the law. You can't just give, if you want to call it amnesty or green cards or whatever. You can't just do it. But when does he listen to the Supreme Court? When does he ever listen to the Supreme Court, really, except when they're on his side? Like, you know, this whole same-sex marriage thing was, oh, it was a great day for the country, and he what is it? He had the red the White House put in the colors, right? Interesting. So basically, anything that he thinks is right, he doesn't even have the decorum. He doesn't even have the statesmanship. To say, you know, the Supreme Court has spoken, or whatever the situation is, but you know what I mean. You know, I have a respect for the Constitution. I have a respect for the rule of law. I have a respect for the way the country is run. Right? I may not agree. Don't go into detail. I may not agree with the Supreme Court's ruling, but they have ruled, and now it's the law of the land. Right? I mean, it's, you talk about being prideful and gleeful at one's expense. Again, when they came down with the ruling for same-sex marriage, he was all up in people's faces about it. Which is still not the way he should have been. It should have still been the Supreme Court has ruled, and it's just the way it is. And we'll respect their ruling, whether it was same-sex marriage or what it is right now. So, you know, I love this. I think it's hilarious. But it's just amazing to me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Hey, if you don't know what the Dems did on the floor, They're 24-hour. You know what I love is that, I don't know if you saw the pictures running across Facebook. These guys are great, aren't they? So they do a sit-in for 24 hours, which is a joke. It's just a joke of epic proportions. Bring the vote to the floor, right? That's what they want. This whole sit-in was to bring the vote to the floor. But this stunt, yeah, I know they're trying to say it's not a stunt, but it is a stunt. And I'll tell you why it's a stunt. Because first and foremost is while they were on the floor, the DNC is sending out requests for money, a fundraiser to help them fight. Well, if these spineless pieces of work really wanted a fight, guess what? They could have done what they've done in the past with parliamentary moves, the way they passed the ACA on the Affordable Care Act. All the time, I think it was 200, all you needed was 240, give or take one or two, Dems to vote or to force the vote or to sign, I don't know if it was not a petition, but sign a letter saying they want to decide and brought to the floor. And guess what has to happen? It has to go to the floor. It's congressional rules. So they could have forced the vote, even being in the minority, they could have forced the vote, and they chose not to. So, again, they're hypocrites and liars. It doesn't stop. Did you see their front lineup team, Elizabeth Warren, Elijah Cummings, and Sheila Jackson Lee? There's the team you want on the front line, don't you? Sheila Jackson Lee, my sweet Jesus. I saw her. If I say anything, I'll get in a lot of trouble. Anyway. Yeah, all of them, all those self-righteous pieces of work. You know, having to sit. But what's different than any other day, really? You know, sitting around in Congress, pretty much getting nothing done. A lot of screaming and yelling. I don't know. No difference. I don't see a difference at all. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the... you know, when we come back, I'm going to try to get... The ruling came down on the driver in Baltimore today. So I may try to pull Corey Duncan on real quick to talk about it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. The Dems. If it wasn't a family show, I'd have a few words. But I'm not going to. Actually, what we're going to deal with after the break. Ah, there he is. But we're going to deal with, part of what we're going to deal with after the break is the science says that liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. Seriously. But hopefully we didn't pay for that. Hopefully we didn't, because that was a study. You could have just called me. I would have given you that in, what, 6 seconds? Charge you half as much. Anyhow, Representative Louie Gohmert today, and I would have gone ballistic too. I mean, these guys are so delusional. And it's getting worse as the years go on. They're so delusional. that they still think that what happened in Orlando was a gun issue. It wasn't. Newsflash. Right? So Gomer goes ballistic. I want to see if I can pull this up. That's too long. I don't want to do that to you. Is he there? You know, the Dems, as they were doing their sit-in, the DNC is sending out emails looking for money, you know, to fight this, because they all need money fighting this. They're sitting there on the floor at the House, which is, like I said earlier, it's nothing more than what they usually do, right? So Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, he couldn't take it anymore. He got fed up with all the old hippie Democrats blaming the guns instead of Islam. Gohmert went ballistic on them, yelling, "Hey, it was radical Islam that killed those poor people." Maxine Waters, one of the brainiacs of the party, said that she's willing to stay until hell freezes over. She doesn't believe in hell, so she's going to be there for a long time. Wow. Sadly, Democrats ignored the Islamic terrorist over words when he called. See, facts don't matter to them. It's very obvious. I know you've heard this a million times, but as this goes on, it's more and more obvious. They just don't care about what reality is. They only care about what their reality is. And some of the Democratic Party say, well, you know, if you hadn't had guns. See, I would have stopped them right there, put my hand over their mouth, said, yeah, they would have used a car, a bomb. They would have made a bomb. Pressure cooker. There you go. So don't give me that garbage. If they didn't have guns, everything would have been fine. It's not true. Look, you know, I've always said this, and it's so true. When a thief wants to get in your house, he's going to get in your house. I don't care who you have for security. All right? When he wants to steal your car, he's going to steal your car. Most of the time, whatever they want, they're going to get their hands on in some way, shape, manner, or form. They'll get it. They'll make it happen. So you have to have a way to protect yourself, because the cops have already said they can't do it. Right? It's that simple. And if the police are... Look, I can't remember her name. Out of Washington, D.C., the... what's her name? The chief of police there. She... who was an avid about no guns, no how, no permits, nothing going to happen. And guess what she's doing now? She has said several occasions, we can't protect you. You need to get protection at home. You need to get a gun for your house. Think about it. So, again, I don't know where this is. California? California. They're pushing hard to kill the gun. Look at one legislator says, we don't need you. Yes, the Second Amendment gives you a right to have a gun, but the Second Amendment does not give you a right to have ammunition. Yeah, come on. Let that flow through your brain for a while. Right? So what they're trying to do is make it so sure you can have ammunition at the shooting range. Because that's the only place you need it. I mean, most people just use their gun for target practice. I don't know of anybody that just uses their gun for target practice. They use it for protection. Some people hunt. That's terrible. They have to kill animals. Well, yeah, put the hamburger down then. What's the difference? Whether what you're eating got hit in the head with a sledgehammer, put to sleep with a drug, or shot with some guy out in the open forest, what's the difference? Hey, science says that liberals, not conservatives, are the psychotic ones. Seriously. I thought that was great when I read that. Got me all excited. Now, it turns out liberals are the real authoritarians, right? A political science journal that published an off-sided study claiming conservatives were more likely to show traits associated with psychoticism now says it got it wrong. It got it very wrong. The American Journal of Political Science published a correction this year saying that the 2012 paper has an error in that the liberal political beliefs, not conservative ones, are actually linked to psychoticism. I don't even, is that right? Wow. That's the first time I heard that. I don't read much, though. The interpretation of the coding in the political attitude items in the description and preliminary analysis portion of the manuscript was exactly reversed. The journal said in stating the correction, the descriptive analysis report that those higher in Eisenach's psychoticism are more conservative, but they are actually more liberal. And where the original manuscript reports that those higher in neuroticism and social desirability are more liberal, they are, in fact, more conservative. Yeah, they swapped it. In the paper, psychoticism is associated with traits such as tough-mindedness, risk-taking, sensation-seeking, impulsivity, and authoritarianism. The social desirability scale measures people's tendencies to answer questions in ways they believe would please researchers, even if it means overestimating their positive characteristics and underestimating their negative ones. Now, this erroneous report has been cited 45 times, according to Thomson's Reuters Web of Science. Can't people have names like John Smith anymore? Brad Verhulst, Virginia Commonwealth University researcher and co-author of the paper, said he was unsure who was to blame. So these guys have seen this out and about all this time, and they've just decided, hey, maybe we should fix this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We got to finish this up. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, look. Somebody sent me an excerpt. An excerpt of a recent interview with our buddy Charlie Rangel. God, what a group, right? He should have been in that picture today, too. Rangel, you would have Rangel, Elijah Cummings. I mean, the best of the best of the best of the worst of the best, right? Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. What a field day with all these people. Oh, let me see. Let's see if we can pull him on. I'm sure he has something to say about this. No doubt in my mind. I think that's Corey. Corey, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Well, all right. Hold on a second. Let me set this thing up. So apparently today, the driver that they sure that they were had in Baltimore, the driver that they were sure, if anybody was going to get nailed, it was going to be him. And guess what? He got off today. The prosecutors couldn't even tell the judge what evidence they presented.
Right.
When the judge looked at him and said, "So tell me what exactly you presented in front of me that would make me want to put this man in jail," they got nothing. Bupkis.
Right.
So right. Corey Duncan, our man on the street there in Baltimore, he's got more to say about this. Corey, is this like total waste of taxpayer dollars, right?
Well, once again, for 19, thank you for letting me come on.
I got this frantic message from a guy by the name of Corey Duncan this afternoon. You gotta let me come on. I gotta talk about this today. I'm gonna explode.
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you, I'll bust the gut around 12 o'clock. Matter of fact, I was talking to my ex-wife, who's a blowhard liberal, and she was just, "Oh, they're gonna fry them. They're gonna do this." And man, like in a fraction of like an hour, I called her back, and it was like, man, that she had disconnected her phone and everything. and being the gracious person I am, I called back not to gloat. I called back, to make sure that she was all right. That she, you know, that we wanted to put up suicide nets downtown. But it's the same thing that I said in the beginning and what I've been saying the whole time. She had no case. She had no case at all, and she wasted the taxpayers' money. And you notice you can't find her or the mayor, but I told everyone that they don't have any evidence. No one can tell, but for the exception of the Almighty God, what actually happened, how he really got hurt. And if you can't present a case, how do you take a case to trial? And my thing with that, she's a prosecutor. She ought to go back to being the insurance salesman that she was before then, or insurance adjuster, and stick to that, because she knows nothing. Meanwhile, why she had to get the mayor a job too, because you can't find her either. You can't find her nowhere either. They're probably all sitting together, you know, at the sit-in.
what are we gonna do now? Oh my God! Now I hear that Mosley may be facing charges herself, a slew of new charges, including malicious prosecution and false arrest, which I think is great. They need to nail her to the wall, because this isn't a mistake in doing her job. A lot of people agree she's been trumping up charges. She's been laying it on, hoping that something sticks. Right?
Well, see, the thing is, you know, what she needs to do is what the mayor should have done after the riot. She should have gracefully stepped down, because you've shown that you're not qualified, as Hillary would like to say, you're not qualified to be a prosecutor. And my thing with this is that she's not qualified, and a lot of these. Women that you see, and no offense intended, because I had nothing against women in those positions, but a lot of them.
I can see that from the pictures on your Facebook page. I know you have nothing against women.
Oh, we'll talk about that some other show. But my thing, and mind you, all of the ones that's on my page all qualified to do her job. But the thing with this, I really want to know. Why doesn't she go back now that everything pretty much, this is strike three, and you know, there's so much I'm trying to get out at one time. The thing of it is the Williams thing backfired on him. The judge backfired on him. The judge is exactly who he said, where a lot of friends of mine, a lot of people that knew him or whatever, he might go bowling, or they might play golf together with her husband, which I thought was a conflict of interest, but right. It turned out not to be. It backfired on him. They figured if he was in there, oh, we got it made. Well, guess what? You don't have it made.
The smartest thing those cops did was to ask for a judge trial, at least I think.
Right.
Okay? Because the judge has to go by the letter of the law, and there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing there.
Right. And that was smart.
Well, and notice that she hasn't come out and said that she was disappointed in the judge's ruling and that he didn't look at the... Nothing. She's not going to say nothing.
Nope. Because she knows she's wrong. That's why. When you see people in there, I mean, any other time, back then, she was running up to every camera or, you know, on Fox and everything, and everyone in the Clinton News Network and everything else and stuff. And, you know, you couldn't get off her or the mayor. Now you can't find neither one of them. You know, they're hiding under the ground. So, this is, like I said before, this is typical Baltimore City politics, and it backfired on me.
And your buddies at work, those hardcore Democrats, you know, zealots, I mean, where are they with all this? Are they hiding under their desks, or they go, it was rigged?
I mean, a lot of them got their mouth poked out, but guess what? The sun will come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar. Tomorrow.
But what, and again, I hope they find her. How did she get away with giving $6 million to that family? I mean, it was against the law.
That's the question. Go back and get the taxpayers $6.3 million that you gave away, basically, or whatever, and the mayor approved it along with the board of estimates. She pushed it through. So I say, well, then, okay, so you gave this family all this money, and it kind of found out that basically, now all of them are going to get off. Because the rest of them, the best case they had was the van driver.
The driver, yeah.
And that's done. That's done. and I'm so happy. I bust the gut, man. I try to, man, I rode around honking the horn today in the parking lot. Every time I seen a liberal, I honked the horn and I rode down the window. I say, hey, guess what? The van driver, and they wouldn't speak.
Well, what was funny was, and they got the fellow that was in the paddy wagon with him, the other criminal. Yeah, he said, "Hey, look, I didn't find a rough ride at all. I mean, there was nothing there. There was nothing there. Period."
Now it's interesting to me because my liberal ex-wife told me said that. Well, he said that they put him on the stand. I'm interested to know because at first they said that he had no credibility because he had changed his story at least two or three times. And I'm like, really? And they still put him on the stand? So whatever he said was quite powerful. Because at first he changed his story twice or whatever. And they were like, well, we can't use him because he's not credible. So I guess the story changed. I mean, you know, kudos to whoever made that move. I mean, that was very smart.
We're gonna have riots in the street. We're gonna have fighting. What's gonna happen there now?
Well, no. This time it won't happen because A, school is out. B, they're prepared. They're way prepared for them now. And the thing of it is, the people that was there, the 22 people that was there,
they've been bussed over to the Trump rallies. That's the problem with that.
Not only that, you know, I had a friend of mine, and he saw one of them, this was a couple months ago, and he said, man, I know that guy. And I said, really? He said, man, that's the cleanest clothes he had on in months. You know, which proves he's working somebody should call DSS, the Department of Social Service, and let them know that he's working the system because he's not a bum. He got better clothes than me and you have on. And I'm like, but the people that were saying, why are you not at work? Why? Everyone else is at work. Yeah, I mean, you know, that just goes to show you the Barack Obama.
We got to go. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your reporting on the issue, and we'll catch up with you next week. And Corey,
not a problem. I'm going out here and run around with my flag.
Good. Corey Duncan joined us. We'll be back after the break. We're going to talk about malicious prosecution in Marilyn Mosby after the break.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the convo. Always, always appreciate the time you spend with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate it. If you want to get involved, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do while you're up there. Mosby. Marilyn Mosby. I like saying the name. And you say it slow, too, like, you know, drag it out. This was the woman that gave all that money, who decided to give the family all that money when the cops were charged, the Baltimore Six were charged with causing the death of the one of the people they had in their custody. I'll put it that way. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. You know, I try to give these people credit, their families or anything else. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I know some of you guys are going to go, well, you know, he did die in it. Yeah, all right, so he died in it. I know, that's not what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with the fact of how much sympathy we always have for the criminals. Right? We had the rash across the country of supposed white cops killing blacks yet not a conviction anywhere over it. Even when you had a majority of black, black jurists. So Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, she's going to face a whole slew of new accounts, including malicious prosecution, false arrest. Now, there's a lawsuit that's been brought by two Baltimore cops. Wait till the rest of them jump on board. Sergeant Alicia White and Officer William Porter, two officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, filed suit May 2nd against Mosby and Major Sam Cogan of the Baltimore Sheriff's Office for defamation and invasion of privacy. Now, the suit alleges that Mosby and Cogan knew the charges were trumped up, but filed them anyway, just to quell the riots. And not, listen, they could have quelled the riots if they allowed the police to do their job. That's how they could have quelled the riots. They could have kept the CVS's of the world from being burnt down, and then they wonder, why don't they want to bring business to our area? Why? Because they don't want their businesses burnt down. Michael Glass, the lawyer for the officers in the suit, and that said he plans to amend the lawsuit to include likely a count of malicious prosecution, false arrest, false imprisonment, violation of the Maryland Declaration of Rights, Article 24 and 26. And yet, now, they're going to throw the book at her. I love this. I think this is wonderful. They're working on modifying the complaint, and charges will be official in the next few weeks. I love this. Now, these six officers were essentially sacrificed, Glass said. Alicia White, she's accused of murder. She never touched Mr. Gray. The officers argued that during the press conference announcing the charges, Mosby revealed her false motives, and she raised eyebrows by appearing to the angry residents of Baltimore, many who had just protested and rioted in the last few days. She said, I heard your calls for no justice, no peace. Who did she think she was? Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man. No, what she should have said was, well, I find a way to falsely accuse and hang those six policemen. Now, Glass argues that when Mosby used this rhetoric and filed charges to quell the riot, she acted outside the role as prosecutor and thus should not be prosecuted by the immunity usually due to the position. He said he believes new facts obtained through the discovery process and reveal damning conversations exposing the motives behind charging the officers. Yeah, these people can't be untouchable. The AGs and the DAs, they can't be untouchable. It's wrong in so many ways. Now, Bonzoff told the DCNF the suit may target both Cogan and Mosby to pressure them to give up information about one another. He said the suit could be to get one defendant to turn on the other. If enough pressure is put on, he may say, can we settle mine? I may tell you some conversations. Now, provided that they have a bona fide claim against him, even if they don't, and they think it's strong, or they just think, look it, all they got to do is make his life extremely uncomfortable. Seriously, and he's going to start talking like crazy. If he thinks he has a chance to get away with this, or get off, if you would, right? He's gonna. What did they say? He's gonna scream like a canary, talk like a canary. I think that's it. I'm not sure. Sing like a canary. There you go. Another one, right? All right, let's get back to my home. Well, it's really not my home state. God, this is amazing. It's going to cause me trouble at home. I know it is. California skyrocketing housing costs is causing a problem. Now, first we had businesses. I think last year we had close to 3,000 businesses not go under, but actually leave the state. So a young couple living in San Jose, they've had it. They had a well-paying job, a home in a gated community, even a Bay Area that's expensive, and it's nice to live up in the Bay Area. But enduring a daily grind that made her feel like a gerbil on a wheel, she said. She had reached her limit. Skyrocketing costs for housing, food, gasoline. You know, I was going to kick out of the fact, you see these prices. The average gasoline in the United States is $2.10 a gallon. You go, I live in the United States. Look at my gas pump. It ain't $2.10. We are usually 70 cents to a dollar higher than anybody else in the country. It always gets me going. Now, she goes on to say that obviously the housing costs, food, gasoline, along with the area's insufferable gridlock, you're stuck for hours on the freeway. And there are people who live in the suburbs and work in the city, and they're on the road 4 to 5 hours a day. They gave up. They decide they're going to move. She said it was just such a struggle. We were never going to really get ahead. So they moved to Ohio. And there's a growing number of people moving from the bigger cities in California here. Okay, out of the state. Think about something. They're not even moving to less expensive neighborhoods. They're moving out of the state. Now, during the last 12 months ending at the end of this month, the number of people leaving California for another state has been well over 60,000. That would be a quarter. Although they could leave here. I wouldn't care. You get around town faster. That would be a quarter of our population. Now you're going to say, well, people move in, Joe, get it straight. Yeah, they do. But according to this article, that was 61,000 more people leaving than moved here. And it was worse than 11 because we had 63,000 more people leave than moved here. And the main factor for people's housing, how much it costs. And if you want to be anywhere near the beach, anywhere near the water, it's bad. So a recent poll revealed that an unsettling sense of yearning has descended on the people in the Bay Area, which is up just outside of San Francisco. About one-third of those surveyed by the Bay Area Council say they would like to exit the 9-county region, and soon. They're tired of the expensive living here, they said. They're tired of the state of California and the endless taxes here. Oh, but people like taxes, don't they? They must. The state nails them all the time. That was Scott Elfresh, a certified moving consultant. He said people are getting soaked every time they turn around. The area's sizzling job market, robust economy have created a domino effect. Income spikes for higher trained workers, more people packing the area roads, red hot demands for housing. What's more, the technology boom has unleashed a hiring spree. You know, technology goes in cycles. You know that. You know, here we go again. I'm going to be gone in a second. And technology does well, right? You get companies that are booming for the moment, like right now Dell. Dell does not are not seeing the greatest sale numbers. And it isn't necessarily because the economy for computers is bad. It is, but that's not the only reason. Companies are holding on to their equipment longer. They're not changing once a year or every time an operating system changes. They don't have the internal staff to go ahead and make those changes or to grow or bring that equipment in. So it's a big deal for them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Have you with me. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. Seriously, we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be right back.